Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I'm sure you've noticed a sharp rise in the price of olive oil in supermarkets. Wildfires in Greece and drought in Spain have contributed to a shortage in so-called liquid gold. And as weather events will continue to get worse due to climate change, what other crops and foodstuffs might be at risk next? Well, I'm joined now on the line by UN expert on climate change, food security and sustainability, Dr. Zitouni Oud Dada. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us. So climate change, is that the sole reason for the supply problems we've seen with these products?
Well, it's the main reason, because we have seen how extreme weather has been really battering the world with some alarming weather disaster stories of floods and extreme heats and forest fires. And agriculture is one of the sectors which is the most affected by climate change. So the rising in temperature in particular is affecting harvests around the world. As you said in your program, we've seen the price of olive oil going up, but there are also other crops that are affected, including potatoes and rice and wheat. I've just been talking this morning to the TV channel in Egypt about the drought in Morocco that has been going on for 6 years, and Morocco now is expecting really decline in the crops in wheat. So this has implications for food security, for global security in general. And we really have to start taking climate change seriously and planning to adapt to this new reality, because climate change is here, it's going to stay. And what the experts from around the world are saying is that the intensity and severity of climate change is going to increase as we continue living in the way we live, which leads to increased emissions, greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere and affecting climate change.
Well, look, you mentioned potatoes, and we have seen a shortage in potatoes already this year here in Ireland. Is it fair to say that the reliance on water for growing potatoes, that is not sustainable going into the future?
Absolutely. It's not sustainable at all, because water is becoming a big problem, because agriculture consumes around 70% of water. So it's not sustainable. We have to become more efficient. We have to think about new ways of growing our crops, new ways for sustainable and efficient agriculture. So in the case of potatoes, you know, it's produced over about 155 countries, but it is one of the crops that is most vulnerable to the impact of climate change, and particularly the availability of water. So we have to think about adapting potato farming practices by thinking about new varieties that are more tolerant to the impact of climate change. We have to think about improving the water use, particularly drip irrigation, water capture as well. And these are important aspects of how we adapt to this new reality, and looking into the long term, particularly that we know that the global population is increasing and demand for food and water and energy is going to increase, and there will be really high pressure on natural resources.
I'm sure you understand that that's a really serious thing to say to an Irish audience, that the way we grow potatoes just isn't sustainable. But you're not saying we have to stop growing potatoes. We've got to find new and innovative ways of doing it.
Absolutely. No, I'm not saying we stop growing potatoes. We have to adapt to the new reality. Water supply is decreasing around the world because it's affected by climate change. And we have this uncertainty the lack of uncertainty about the availability and reliability of water supplies around the world. So we just have to adapt to this new reality, and it gives us the opportunity to innovate, to think about new ways of increasing the yield, but while using natural resources effectively. We have to think about transforming the way we grow and consume food because it's not sustainable, unfortunately. The food systems we have at the moment, they lead to a big increase in greenhouse gas emissions. And at the same time, we still have around 780 million people who go hungry every day. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are obese or overweight. So the system, they are not fit for purpose anymore, unfortunately. But we really have to rethink of correcting that.
But here in Ireland, we're experiencing record rainfall amounts. That's why it might be difficult for people to reconcile what you're saying with what they're seeing.
Well, you know, I talked about drought and availability of water or lack of, but there are also impacts of pests and diseases, and that can be also linked to the impact of climate change and variations in temperature. So it's not just the lack of water. We're talking about the impact of climate change in general. And we know that potatoes, you know, grow under some optimal conditions. And if these optimal conditions are not available, therefore the yield will be affected. But let me also say that this is an important thing. I'm talking around the world also, not just for potato, but for food security in general. We have to think of diversifying our food productions and our diets as well, because at the moment we're relying only on a limited number of crops around the world. But we have to think of increasing that so that we can benefit from other crops that are available, other crops that are more tolerant to the impact of climate change as well.
Okay, and one of the products or one of the raw materials that is also not under threat, but prices are rising, when we think about cocoa, which of course is used to make chocolate, what's happening on that front?
Well, you know, as I said, climate change is affecting, you know, various crops, and cocoa is one of them. Demand for chocolate is growing, and it's unlikely that really the cocoa production will be able to keep up. So we've seen how drought has been affecting countries like Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana in West Africa, who are responsible for half of the world cocoa production. So the region is already experiencing erratic rainfall, and we expect that to be affected. Coffee is another commodity also that would be affected, maize and wheat and rice. And we have to adapt, you know, really the farming practices to face up to the impact of climate change. And the other thing to add also is that the communities are most affected are smallholder farmers, you know, not just only in developing, but in developed countries as well, you know, family farmers who are suffering because of loss of income and livelihood because of the impact of climate change. And we've seen this happening all around us, as I've been saying from the start.
But Zitouni, is there some opportunity here for some regions, for some farmers and growers who may be able to produce crops that they hadn't been able to up to now?
Totally, absolutely. Because of these variations in temperature in particular, you know, there are opportunities to grow crops that we haven't been growing before, now that the conditions become more favorable. And we've seen how some farmers now are starting to think about growing, you know, vine or you know, other crops that can tolerate higher temperature. But the main thing is to think about where we can grow crops in conditions that are more favorable. So absolutely, these are important trees to rethink what we grow and where we grow on that. And we have to also combine this with our connection with food. You know, in general, we're still wasting too much food. We waste the third of the food that is produced for human consumption. And with that, we waste the water, the energy, the nutrient, everything that goes into producing that. So we really have to combine, you know, our combine the new practices with technological innovations, and also with changing our behavior, with rethinking how we use natural resources in general. And this is an opportunity for us as consumers to get our habits really to evolve, so that we adapt to new foods and new tastes and new opportunities, as you say.
Well, that's very difficult to turn that tanker around when it comes to people's individual habits as consumers, isn't it?
Well, I think when you think about, you know, where we are now with regard to climate change, everyone has a role to play. We are in this situation because of how we live our lives, how we move around, how we travel, how we use energy, how we use water. And that has led to a huge amount of greenhouse gas emissions that have affected climate change. So we have to think of making even some small changes that can make a difference to where we go. Because unfortunately, even if there was a magic switch to turn off all greenhouse gas emissions, climate change will continue. The impacts will continue. And we are not even doing that. We're going backwards. The emissions are increasing, and that we're seeing this frequency of extreme weather events increasing from increasing all around the world. And this is what the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is saying, is that climate change is affecting every region of the world. And climate change now is an issue of peace and security as well, because it does affect food security, water security, and it affects migration as well.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us as the UN expert on climate change, food security and sustainability, Dr. Zaitouni Ould Dada. Now, Brian O'Connell will have an update for us on children who are waiting for scoliosis treatment. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.